Another episode of Modern Mavericks. We have approached the NBA trade deadline, and the Dallas Mavericks have reshaped, restructured, reformed their roster by rejecting Grant Williams and creating a new look for the team. In evaluating the trade, I have to be very honest. I was very hurt and somewhat surprised by the trade. But like we've been saying all season, Grant Williams was not as productive this season as he was last year. And I thought I could speak positively and encouragingly to support the young man. But nobody liked this nigga, man. It's crazy. It feels like when I leave a job, like they didn't give a damn about how much clout, pull, and cerebral prowess, intellect, wisdom, savvy the kid had. They didn't give a damn. They ain't like him. I've heard so many different things from so many different people. I just want to look forward. I was really rooting for and supporting Grant. I wish you well, and I hope that you have a tremendous season with the Hornets or wherever you land. But you probably shouldn't like think none of them is your friends, man. Like none of them is your homies, man. None of them dudes. Like none of them was loyal to you, Cat. So don't ever feel like, you know, you got real ones here, because they sold you out. They didn't give a damn about you. And you need to use that as fuel when you come into town against Luka and Kyrie, because they're going to put up 40 apiece on you. It's going to be a battle. As far as the other guys, we got PJ Washington. That might be a good look. A little bit of size. We got Gafford from the Wizards. All right. I think that might be okay. We really need some backup for Derek Lively. We need some more guys that can rebound, work the glass, defend down low. That could be a really, really good thing. Unfortunately, the Dallas Mavericks also lost an ace shooter in Seth Curry. No one notices that guy either. He's about as transparent as his complexion, as far as this team goes.